Episode 1558, How to Strengthen a Weak Core.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How's your schedule treating you? Or maybe I should ask you, how are you treating your schedule? Well, guess what? Today is Wellness Wednesday, and it's all about you. How to strengthen your weak core. Are you ready to get strong? We're doing it together. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, today, I don't know why, I just feel like dancing. I have a spring in my step. The sun has been shining the last couple of days, and I'm like, yes, vitamin D. I love it. Fill my body with vitamin D. But not only do we need vitamin D, but we also need to strengthen our core. Neglecting your core isn't doing your body or even your health any favors. Learn how to strengthen a weak core and increase your balance and stability. We like the word balance, right? Well, I'm telling you right now, you're never going to have balance in life because there's always going to be something that's going to come ahead of what you think should be balanced. So really, we're in search of harmony. But the thing is, when it comes to our wellness, our well-being, how our body functions, there is a functional fitness to our body. And we need to be functionally fit when it comes to balancing our body. And that means, yes, our core has got to be there. So you might remember back lots of sit-ups for getting those tight, stronger abs. But it's not just about the sit-ups, nor is it about just those planks. Now, those planks play a part. We're going to talk about some exercises here in just a few minutes. But I want you to understand that your core is not just your abs. People think that, oh, I got to have those washboard abs. Well, I've had five children and those washboard abs are never going to appear. But what's really cool is my core is just not about my abs. No, the core encompasses the transverse abdominis. That's the TVA, the erector spinae, the obliques, and your lower lats. That's a lot. So in simple terms, it's the muscles of the torso, especially the lower back and abdominal area, which helps with good what? Posture and balance. You want to be more confident? It's time to strengthen your weak core. You don't want to be hanging out all over the place, especially in the middle. We need that strength because as we get older, guess what happens? Oh, yeah, we begin to droop. I'm not talking about the saggy two front sisters. Oh, no. I'm not talking about the saggy, you know, behind. Oh, no. I'm talking about how our body begins to curl. Why? Because we do not have a strong core. Core exercises train the muscles in your pelvis, lower back, hips, and abdomen to work in harmony. See, there's that word again, harmony. This leads to better balance, mobility, and stability. So we're going to balance you out. You're going to get this and you're going to feel much better. And guess what? Summer is around the corner. If you're wanting that bikini body, let's get in to strengthen that weak core. Now, your core is essential to everyday living. This is what we call functional fitness. So the question that comes up all the time is, why are we so focused on our core? Well, why do you think that is? How much in your life now are you sitting? Yes, we sit more than when we move. We are more sedentary. So this is constantly weakening our core muscles because when you sit, you're not using them. And actually, sometimes, have you ever stood up after sitting for like a movie and you stand up and you're like, gosh, why am I so tight? I haven't done anything. That's the whole point. You haven't done anything. And so if you're getting up and you're going, man, I'm just kind of got some creaks going here, that is a good sign that you've got a weak core. So we got to strengthen that. If we live with a weak core, we become less stable and less balanced to do what we want to do, like climbing a set of stairs, running a marathon, picking up a child, fastening a seatbelt. Those are simple things, right? Loading and unloading groceries. The key is we need to keep our core strong to keep the body center of power. Consider it the trunk
of your strength. And that's really what you want to hone in on, is the trunk of your strength. Now, there are basics that we got to get out of the way. So let's learn how to strengthen this weak core. You got to use your body weight to gain core strength. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Use your body weight. That's all. You don't have to go out and buy anything. You can use your body weight to gain core strength. Now, there are 6 exercises I want to briefly run through with you. Now, all of this is spelled out for you in the show notes. So if you're like, I have no idea what this is, well, 2 things. Number 1, go to the show notes. Number 2, you're going to want to be sure that you are listening here on the podcast and also that you are signed up for the newsletter, because this is the kind of stuff that you and I will be working on just a little bit. It's a sneak preview as to what is up and coming in the AIM Academy. And, you know, honestly, in the meantime, Google it, right? Say, okay, how do I do this? So there's 6 core strengthening exercises I want to talk to you about. Number 1 is mountain climbers. Most of us are familiar with mountain climbing, except that we're not literally climbing a mountain. However, if you cannot get on the floor, mountain climbers can actually be done on a wall. Understand this though, no matter what you're doing, when you are exercising, you always want to have your shoulders back and down. So think about taking a big deep breath, rolling those shoulders back and down, and then you want to make sure you engage your abdominal area. So it's tucking in the belly button, making sure that's tight. Do not stick that little booty out. No, you don't want to have that bottom sticking out. You want to tuck under and you want to engage the Kegel. Yeah, do the Kegel muscles. Come on, Kegel them. Kegels, hold it there, hold it there. Okay, do you feel that? That's what you need to do with every exercise that you perform. If you fall out of that position, you need to stop and reset. And I mean that wholeheartedly. It's like your heartbeat. Because if not, you are not connecting the mind muscle. And also, you're going to lead to what? Injury. And with anything that you do when it comes to your health, your well-being, your fitness, be sure to consult your physician, your primary medical care provider, before starting any program. So mountain climbers, you're going to start in a high plank position. That means what? You're on the palm of your hands. Now, if you're like, I can't stand on, you know, I can't put my feet on my toes. It doesn't work that way. I can't bend my toes that way. Then you can put yourself on your knees and you can do the same thing. However, if you're on your knees, you have to be careful, because your mountain climbing is all about in a running position. So do not strike your knee hard down on the floor when you place it back there. It's going to be a slower motion for you if you are in the knee position, okay? You can still do it, but just remember that. So you're going to alternate your knees like you're running, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The key here is if you are to intermediate to advanced, do this for 40 seconds and then rest for 20 seconds. And you can do this 3, 4, 5 times and then go to the next one. Now, if you're just beginning or you haven't worked out in a year or 2 or 3 or 4, then start slow. Do what you can. Maybe it's counting to 10. So that means you're drawing up on the right side 5 times, drawing up on the left side 5 times for a total of 10. So you're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you can do more, great, then do more. But if you cannot stop, rest, go back and do it again, okay? So those are your mountain climbers. Number 2 is side plank with a twist. Again, this is in a plank position, but it's not just your typical plank position. It's a side plank. So you can either be on your elbow, depending upon the strength, or you can extend your arm with your palm on the floor. And then you're going to take your opposite arm and extend it up where? To the ceiling. And what I want you to do is I want you to tuck underneath your torso, kind of like you're playing peekaboo, as if you had a child on the other side. Reach in and then come back out. And you're going to do that and you're going to repeat yourself 20, 30, 40 seconds. And then you're going to rest and you're going to switch sides and do it again. Whatever you do on one side must be done on the other side. So So it's not just, oh, I'm just going to work the left side. No, because what is this about? Balance. Okay. Number three, alternating single leg V-ups. I love these. This is awesome. Now, here, be sure to keep your abs engaged at all times. Again, right? Shoulders back and down. You're going to roll in, tuck that belly button in, make sure it's engaged. And when you're on the floor, one thing I love to do is your lower back, if you have a gap there, which most of us do, you want to make sure and think that you've got a towel underneath there and you're trying to hold the towel down while someone is pulling it out. You want that lower back on the floor. So it's actually tilting what? Your hips up just slightly. So you're not trying to arch your back, because when you're doing that, what's happening? Other muscles are compensating and you are actually not working the core muscles. So again, that mind-muscle connection, be sure you have it. So lie on the floor, raising up one leg with the opposite arm reaching toward the foot. So it's a V-up. So you come up. So maybe your right foot comes up, but your left arm comes out to attempt to touch your foot. You do not have to touch your foot. Maybe you don't even come close to it. Again, though, it's coming up together, feeling that tightening and releasing. And you lie back down on the floor and then coming back up and releasing. You do the same on one side. You can alternate if you would like, or you could do, I'm just going to do the right leg for however many seconds, and then switch to the left leg. I personally like to alternate it. However, be careful of momentum. You do not want the momentum, meaning the natural drive of inertia, to push you through to the next exercise. You want your muscles to do it. So it's mind-muscle connection. Really think about it. And again, if you're like, oh man, this is not right, or if you're hurting, stop, 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 reset, and begin again. So that's your alternating single leg V-up. Number four, straight leg reverse crunch. You're back on the floor again, right? So you're going to lie completely flat on the floor. You're going to raise both legs together. They are together. You're going to raise them up together. And you're going to act as if your toes are going to touch the ceiling. Now, obviously, they're not going to touch the ceiling, but that's what you're reaching for. The whole idea is what? Keep the lower back in touch with the floor. Do not let your lower back go. Think of a towel underneath you, right? Underneath that lower back, as if someone's pulling it out and you're going to keep it there. If you let it go, stop, reset, and begin again. Okay, number five, single leg plank with a side crunch. You're like, wait a minute, hold on. Single leg plank. So place your body in a side plank position. Your arm is going to be bent, holding your weight. Okay, so that means your elbow is on the ground. You're going to reach your arm above your head and draw down as you draw your leg inward. So this is actually to the side. So you're going to the side and you're going to draw your leg in and your arm in at the same time. Come. And you almost want to think that your elbow is going to touch your knee. It doesn't have to, but you want to do that. Now, again, the whole idea is what? You're bending there at the torso just a little bit. You want to feel that. Keep everything tight, engaged, shoulders back and down specifically, because it's very easy for you to settle into that shoulder, and that is not good for the health of your shoulder. So make sure those shoulders are back and down. You're really supporting yourself with your arm resting on your elbow, and you draw from your hand into the knee and you come back out. You do that on one side, 40 seconds, rest for 20, repeat again, flip sides. Okay. And finally, number six, yes, it's the bear. It's mama bear time. Okay, maybe not mama bear time, but I feel like it's mama bear time. You're going to get on all fours, and this is the bear with alternating shoulder touch. The key to this is that your knees are actually off the ground. So your toes are holding you, okay? So you're in a crouched position, so to speak, and your hands are on the ground. But what you're going to do is you're going to raise your left arm and touch your right shoulder. Put your left arm down. Your palm goes down on the floor, and you're going to take your right hand, touch your shoulder, your left shoulder, and then put the palm back down. You're going to alternate that. The whole time, though, you are not touching your knees to the ground. Now, this is hard, and that's okay. Go slow. It's not about speed. It's the mind-muscle connection. Most of what we do when it comes to fitness and where we mess up is that we are too much in a rush. We're just trying to get through it. Yes, I did my 45-minute workout. I did my 6 sets of however many repetitions. Great. You could just write that down. If you're not making that mind-muscle connection, you are not doing your body any good. And I know because I used to work out that way years and years and years ago. It was like, I just got to get through this. And I want to feel good, so I'm going to do it. But other muscles would compensate. And when that happens, it can lead to injuries. It can also lead to repetitive movements, which is not good on your joints. So it's very, 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 you got it? It's very important that you are shoulders back and down, that you are engaging your actual core muscles, making sure those abdominals are working, those Kegels, come on, strengthen right there. Come on, feel that. Standing tall, don't relax into anything. You want your muscles holding you. Now, I know there's is a lot being thrown at you. 6 different exercises. Maybe you've had issues with your core. Maybe you're just like, I'm weak in this area. And you want to get strong, not just for the summertime, but you want to be strong because you want to live your best selfie. You want to be out there saying, hey, I am here. God's got me. He's called me to do work. I'm living out my purpose. It's going to take time, but I want to be in the best shape possible so I can do the work God designed me to do. I know. I've had to do that too. In fact, that's the only reason why I work out. Seriously, I'm being honest with you. I work out because I know that if I do not take care of my body, that I cannot do what God has designed me to do. And that means I'm letting down my Heavenly Father. I really do not want to look at Him and say, I didn't do what I was supposed to do because I was lazy, because I wanted that extra donut, because, well, the pasta was really calling my name. So I make sacrifices. Now, do I indulge once in a blue moon? Yes. Do I have something sweet once in a while? Yes. Do I do it every day? No. But I do take care of my body every day. And that means I do something intentionally when it comes to movement. We are sitting way too much. It's time to rise up. Rise up. Feel alive. God created you on purpose for a purpose. He did not create you to sit still. You will have plenty of time in the retirement called heaven, in eternity. You do not need to be sitting around. Now, yes, you can have some rest time. You can take the Sabbath off or whatever day you're going to claim that you're going to have off. But you still must have intentional movement. God designed our bodies to move. And when we don't, remember that 2-hour-plus movie? And you stand up and you're like, oh gosh, I feel like I've been sitting like for 3 days. Well, to your body you have, because sitting is not what we're made to do. We are made to move. So let's get moving, all right? You got this. And be sure that you're willing and ready to commit. Are you ready? Are you ready to commit to working on you? And that doesn't mean you have to be perfect. That doesn't mean that you have to have all the answers, that you do it right all the time. It may mean one day you have 10 minutes because it was just one of those days. There'll be other days that you can spend 2 hours. Relish in those 2 hours if you have those 2 hours. But do what you can on a daily basis. A strong core breeds a strong mind. Balance your mind and your body. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful, balanced day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.